With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you, never let me go, and lay it all down again, to hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the evil of Christmas. Overview: this broadcast presents a detailed analysis of the evil of Christmas. The first article in the series is Christmas Summing Up, No Further Excuse. The second article is Christmas Origin, History and Traditions. And the third article is The Origin of Christmas, The Occult Connection. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 and a half years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, and forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. In particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with YAH. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, that's one word, relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show and podcast, and drop on the drop-down select podcasts for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio, in quotes. So today we're going to talk about the evil of Christmas. It's a challenging topic. It's a topic that you may be uncomfortable with, but it's really important to know what's really going on here. A few days ago, somebody who's on my mailing list and who communicates with me quite regularly and is doing her best to grow close to Father emailed me as follows. I'm now battling Christmas. Although I've shared the truth on Christmas, my children and family say that it is a tradition. Since my daughter lives with us and lives downstairs with her family and knows Christmas is a pagan holiday, has put up a Christmas tree for the sake of her small children, is making it hard for me being upstairs without a Christmas tree. What do you think about this situation? I replied, Hi T. I suggest that this is something to take a strong stand on. In 2000, 21 years ago, after a series of fasts, Father showed me the truth about Christmas. Not wanting to deal with the fact that my children, who were living with their mother, expected Christmas the way it had always been, I compromised and we sort of observed it. That evening, Christmas evening, after a series of arguments, Struan saw a demon in one of the decorations on the Christmas tree. We took everything down and burned it. That was the last time I observed Christmas. I heard a couple of days ago from someone where the little boy went absolutely hysterical when exposed to the Christmas tree of the family's parents. Folks, as I hope I'm going to show you in the next half hour or so, there is a lot wrong with Christmas. And if you are trying to get close to Father, if you want to have a relationship with Him, you should not in any shape or form be observing Christmas. On the contrary, you should be fasting, at least a 3-day fast over Christmas. Start on the 23rd of Christmas, have a good supper, and then from that evening, the 23rd, only take bread and wine morning and evening through to ending the fast on the evening of the 26th of December. The following header is on the page of my website, Christmas Pagan. The story behind those articles was that in 2013, Father told me to research Christmas and publish a series of articles culminating in the summing up. The bottom line is that YAH, which is the true name of the Almighty Creator, hates Christmas with a passion. More than any other day of the year, more than any of the other lies of Christianity. The challenge here is to enroll your husband into agreeing with you and then sharing these articles, some or all, with your family, then taking a stand. If you want me to get on Zoom with your husband or any other family member, please let me know. I also messaged her on WhatsApp saying, have replied to your email. Christmas is a huge issue with Father. One should fast over Christmas and certainly not go to church. Folks, you may think that that's radical. You may think that it's over the top. Well, in a sense, in the true meaning of radical, as is fundamentally important, perhaps, it is radical, it is extreme. But if you want to serve Father truly in this age, I'm sorry, but you do need to be a bit extreme. The world is full of corruption. The world is full of sin. The world is controlled by the satanic and demonic realm. And if you want to serve Father, you need to take a stand. You need to resist. You need to set limits. You need to define where you stand, and you need to stick to that. And if it's going to be unpleasant and acceptable to a few people, well, so be it. She then responded, "This is what my husband just emailed me concerning Christmas." This was a detailed article that used all sorts of religious rationalizations to justify the observance of Christmas and included the assertion that there was no way to know exactly when Yeshua or Jesus was born. In response to this, I published the article on the true birthday of Yeshua, Yeshua being the correct name for Jesus. See True Birthday of Yeshua on the website. Following is the header to the web page, "Christmas is Pagan," cited above. Christmas is a pagan feast and is an abomination in the sight of the Almighty Creator. In another compromise with the pagan world, the early Roman Church compromised with regard to the Feast of Saturnalia, which is also the sun god's birthday. This page provides comprehensive discussion on why Christmas is an abomination in the sight of the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. To understand the Almighty's view on this, consider that when I first became aware of this error in 2000, he said to me, "James, how would you like it if your family observed your birthday on the birthday of your worst enemy and ignored your true birthday?" The observance of Christmas is another of the perversions introduced by the Roman Church in trying to sell its product to pagans. The Almighty extended grace with regard to Christmas up to the 1st of January 2001, when all grace was rescinded, when Satan was cast into the pit for 1,000 years on the 3rd of May 2003. See the page Satan to Pit 2003 on the website. Folks, it's so important to understand that when Satan was cast into the pit, the whole dispensation changed. Father had to remove all grace for sin at that point. So there's no wriggle room, if you want, as far as Christmas is concerned. You don't observe it if you want to serve Father. I continued, "If you are truly seeking to please the Almighty and come into close relationship with Him, I urge you to cease observing Christmas and rather fast instead." Following are the articles cited above. In presenting this article, I urge you to at the very least go on a 3-day water-only fast over Christmas. Eat supper on the 23rd of December and then fast all through the 24th, 25th and 26th, and break the fast after sunset on the 26th. Take the bread and wine of the covenant, communion, morning and evening for each day. Pray renouncing Christmas and whatever else you feel impressed to pray on the fast. See the page Essence of Message regarding prayer for the relevant prayers. The articles cited above are presented below in reverse order, with the first article at the bottom and the final summing up at the top. If you do not have time to read everything, then just read the article, "Christmas Summing Up, No Further Excuse," which is the essence of my message regarding Christmas. The earlier articles in progression evidence the extreme evil that underlies Christmas and why it is such a great sin to observe Christmas. If on reading this article you realize that you've grievously offended the Creator and that you need to repent, I suggest that you pray as follows. "Father Yah, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I recognize that I've sinned grievously by observing Christmas. I repent and ask you to forgive my ignorance. I choose now to forswear Christmas and all its trappings going forward. And then get rid of all the decorations, burn them, don't give them to somebody else and send the demons their way. If you're not able to burn it, then put it in the trash, but and break it all, smash it before you put it in the trash. you don't want to, the sin of transferring corrupt materials to other people. If you want to observe a feast, then do so on the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles in September, October every year. If you really want to observe Yeshua's, that's Jesus' birthday, which is not necessary, by the way, then do that on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. See the webpage True Birthday of Yeshua. Above all else, please recognize that of all the great sins and evils of Christianity, Christmas is the most evil of all. I can't stress that enough. Father hates it with a passion. So the first article that I cited above, written in December 2013, Christmas summing up, no further excuse. In the lead up to Christmas 2013, we embarked on 9 3-day fasts, 9 being the number of finality and judgment. Several times Father Yar stressed to me that it was very important that we complete all 9 fasts. Then Father said to me that I should look for 3 articles relating to the pagan meaning of Christmas, and the 3rd article in particular should expose the horror and evil of Christmas, Yar's words. I selected 10 articles in total and with his guidance reduced the list to 3, and then added the links to the remaining 7 at the end of the 3rd article. This broadcast highlights key elements of these messages. I've had written previously on several occasions about Christmas. This was the first time that I had, barring when I first learnt about Christmas in 2000, this was the first time that I had really researched Christmas in detail. I knew it was evil before this time, but this was an absolute eye-opener to me. As I was completing the posting of the 3rd article, I understood that the 9 fasts were in order to bring judgment on those who continue to observe Christmas. I had seen that there is plenty of well-researched and well-reasoned material on the internet, and that the deep and ugly side of the occult meaning of Christmas is available to be found with a limited amount of effort. I had also seen arrogant and stupid, Yah's words, rationalizations of why it is in order for Christians to observe Christmas. As I completed emailing the 3rd article, Father said to me, "I want to talk to you." I went to my usual place of meeting with him and got on my knees. His meeting was quite simple. "I want you to write a sober and severe article and proclaim my judgment on all who continue to observe Christmas. They are without excuse. From this day on, I will never in any way associate myself with any Christmas celebration, be it a church meeting or gathering or a family alone at home. The satanic realm will answer all prayers made in any shape or form in connection with Christmas. It is now enough." Folks, this is really heavy stuff. This is really sobering stuff. Father has had as much as he's willing to take of making allowance for believers who don't abide by the truth. I saw in 2013, December, how much material there was on the internet. Those same articles are available to everybody. If you want to research it, if you want to seek for the truth, it's there for you. I've collated it here, and the webpage that I cited before contains all of the articles. To assist readers, continuing with my article on summing up, to assist readers to better understand why Father Yar has now proclaimed judgment on those who observe Christmas, consider the following. 1. Christmas fundamentally claims to worship Jesus, although some have mistakenly appropriated it to Yeshua as well. The being who is referred to as Jesus was and is a son of Adam, son of man, and entirely man. Yah says that there have been many other mighty spokesmen, and there is no reason to single Yeshua out for worship. All worship of Jesus and Yeshua is received by Satan and the satanic realm. 2. Jesus is a pagan, blasphemous name, and Yah no longer recognizes it. All prayers in the name of Jesus are now answered by the satanic realm. The correct name of this man is Yahushua. That's Y-A-H-O-O-S-H-U-A, which means Yah is salvation. 3. Use of a meaningless and blasphemous word, Christ. Christ is the Anglicization of the Greek word Christos, which relates to anointing, the smearing of the Spirit of the Almighty on a human being or anything else. Yahushua was anointed by Yah. That is what Jesus Christ means. Yahushua, the anointed of Yah. It was the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on the man that performed the miracles and provided the wisdom. Point number 4. Yeshua was born on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in September, October every year, according to Yah's calendar. The 25th of December has always been a pagan feast. And if you read the, saw, listened to the broadcast last week, you would have heard a detailed explanation of why that is the date. Point number 5. Christmas is the birthday of any number of pagan deities, including Horus, Osiris, Attis of Phrygia, Krishna, Zoroaster, Zarathustra, Mithra, Heracles, Dionysius, Tammuz, Adonis, Hermes, Bacchus, Prometheus, and others. In particular, it is the birthday of the sun god. Whatever name different groups use to describe the satanic entity to which life is ascribed in terms of the death and rebirth of the sun at the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere. 6. Santa is an anagram of Satan. Move the N. It is Satan who is the being that is being truly worshipped at Christmas. 7. Christmas is the renamed version of one of the most important satanic dates on the planet, and is associated with human sacrifice, child sacrifice, and every sort of abhorrent practice. Note that this happens still today, that humans, homeless people with no way of being traced, are lured into feasts and sacrificed even today. Point number 8. Yah says that Christmas sums up the essence of the evils of Christianity in all the above. Yah will no longer extend grace to even those who have the closest relationship to him and yet continue to have anything to do with Christmas. Everything they do in the context of Christmas will be taken as being in the service of Satan from this day on and forever. The word of Yah for all believers who still observe Christmas in even the most superficial form is choose this day who you will serve. A picture from the article 2011, pictures of 506 Pictures from Hell, drawn by a young Korean artist and presented on the Hell webpage, was selected by Yah for inclusion in order to assist believers to understand what awaits them if they fail to repent and turn away from observing Christmas before they die. Read also the additional information on the Hell page. The picture shows believers being cast into hell because of their sins, including their sin of observing Christmas. So the next article, also in 2013, December, Christmas Origin, History and Traditions, from the website worldlastchance.com, Yahuwah's Calendar, Christmas Origin, History and Traditions. Holiday for most people, the word is applied to one celebration in particular, Christmas. The definition of the word holiday reveals a religious element of which many people are unaware. Holiday, a religious festival, a holy day, Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary. Christmas is a religious holiday. Despite all the commercial trappings of the modern celebration, Christmas remains at heart a religious festival. It is a time when a deity is remembered and honored. Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas time. They exchange gifts in honor of the greatest gift ever given. They say Jesus is the reason for the season, and they're speaking of putting the Christ back into Christmas. The problem is that Yahushua, the Savior, was never in Christmas to begin with. While the Bible does not supply the Savior's birth date, most scholars agree that he was born in the fall, September, October, not December of 25th, refer last week's broadcast on the true date of his birthday, the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. To discover the God, the Mighty One, being honored at Christmas, it is necessary to trace its pagan origins. Celebrations on December the 25th began shortly after the flood with the birth of Tammuz as the reincarnation of Nimrod. Today's Christmas traditions come directly from ancient Babylon and pagan Rome. If you look at the article on the website, there's a picture of Satan with a child victim. The pagan Romans honored the god Saturn with a week-long festival in December called Saturnalia. Saturn was the Roman god of time and of the harvest, so he was usually depicted holding a scythe. He was the cruelest and most evil of all the pagan gods. He demanded child sacrifice. The Romans were not alone in worshipping this evil god. Worship of Satan was prevalent in the ancient world. Even the Israelites worshipped Saturn when in rebellion against heaven. The god Israel most frequently worshipped when in apostasy was the god Saturn, referred to in the Bible as Chion, Molech, or Remphan. Even the Israelites offered their children in sacrifice to this vile, bloodthirsty god.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Saturn had become the champion of African paganism as well. Indeed, as Baal Hamon in Phoenician Carthage, he was the object of child sacrifice. Although a fertility god, Saturn Baal was nonetheless ruthless in the sacrifices he extracted. Quod Voltius of Carthage, translation and commentaries by Thomas Mason Finn, pages 14 and 115. Although the Romans quit offering human sacrifice early on, blood was still spilled by the gladiators during the Saturnalia celebrations in December. Saturnalia was a religious celebration, and all understood that the blood shed by gladiators was a sacrificial offering to Saturn. The gladiatorial shows were sacred to Saturn. Johannes Fuss, Roman Antiquities, page 359. The amphitheatre claims its gladiators for itself when at the end of December they propitiate with their blood the sickle-bearing son of heaven, Saturn. Eusinus Eclog, page 156. The gladiators fought on the Saturnalia, and they did so for the purpose of appeasing and propitiating Saturn. Justus Lupus, Saturnalia Semen Libri Duo, Quid de Gladiatoris, another reference. The principle on which these gladiatorial shows were conducted was that they were celebrated as propitiatory sacrifice, where such multitudes of men were butchered to make a Roman holiday. When it is remembered that Saturn himself was cut in pieces, it is easy to see how the idea would arise of offering a welcome sacrifice to him by setting men to cut one another up in pieces on his birthday, by way of propitiating his favour, Alexander Hislop, the two Babylons. Despite the violence and bloodshed, Saturnalia was a time of feasting and merrymaking. The various ancient celebrations honouring this most bloodthirsty god have come down to today as the much-beloved Christian traditions celebrated the world over. These traditions include the 12 days of Christmas, treats left out in the evening, Christmas trees decorated with lights, originally candles made from the fat of the burned bodies of child sacrifice victims. Christmas trees hung with balls, anciently decapitated heads of sacrificial victims. Parties with noisemaker, gift exchanges, kissing under the mistletoe. And it's important, as I noted just now, that at this time, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, the human servants of Satan, still offer human sacrifices today. This is over and above the sacrifices of children in the form of abortion. Continuing that list, holly berries, food of the gods, evergreen boughs, caroling from house to house, originally done by naked singers engaging in the licentious behavior, Advent candles, Christmas cards, and many more. Even the imagery of Father Christmas or Santa Claus bears a striking resemblance to Saturn, an old man with a long beard surrounded by children. Saturn, the evil, child sacrifice demanding old man, appears in modern society in two more guises. Every December, Saturn, the god of time, re-emerges as old Father Time. Baby New Year is a symbol of the child victim. A chilling representation of Father Time with Baby New Year can be found in an illustration from the 19th century. Father Time, Saturn as the god of time, is standing in front of a large clock holding his scythe. The old years are passing away as full-grown bodies wrapped in burial shrouds. The new year is coming in as a young child. While the picture is quite dark, light from the fire is lighting the little boy, when on either side are swirls of smoke. The new years still to come are portrayed as children ready to be sacrificed. Victims of child sacrifice were always heavily veiled, so that their parents would not recognize when their child was burned. All the grotesque elements of this hideous god are contained in this picture. Have a look at the web page. Folks, this is horrible stuff. I had no idea that it was so bad until I did this research. And you know, if you're going to make excuses for Christmas now, I'm sorry. Please just don't do it. Saturn also emerges in modern society as the Grim Reaper, gathering in his bleak harvest of souls. Very few in modern society have recognized that Father Christmas, the Grim Reaper, and Old Father Time are none other than the most loathsome of all their gods. However, an ancient would immediately recognize them all as being none other than Saturn. The emblems which identified Saturn are the same which identify Old Father Time and the Grim Reaper, scythes and something to mark the passage of time. There are many excuses given by sincere people today for clinging to pagan holidays honoring Saturn. Quote, Christmas is a wonderful time for spending with family. We're so busy throughout the year, this is really our only chance to get together. Christmas is a great time to witness. People are more open at this time of year, so I use it as an opportunity to share. Quote, Christmas is the only holiday that really focuses on Jesus. Quote, I know that Jesus was not really born then. I'm not deceived. Besides, I'm not worshipping any pagan gods, so it's all right for me. Folks, if you at some vague level want to please the Almighty Creator, then I need you to understand that what I've just quoted is an utter abomination in His sight. And if you don't repent before you die, you are going to come before His throne and really receive unpleasant news and a long time in hell paying the price of your unconfessed sin. It's time to quit Christmas, abhor it, turn away from it, fast. The pagans were ignorant of Yahuwah, the Creator. They worshipped demon gods because they did not know any better. The same cannot be said of Christians today. The Bible teaches, the times of this ignorant Yahuwah winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. To know that Christmas is a pagan holiday, to know that the modern rituals are identical to the ancient pagan rites that honored Saturn, and yet to claim exemption from sin because one knows, is extremely inconsistent. Christmas is truly a holiday, a religious festival. By honoring the evil god Saturn, dishonor is given to Yahuwah, the creator of heaven and earth. The Savior, Yeshua, himself stated in a divine principle when he said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve Yahuwah and Mammon. Matthew 6:24. Saturn, more than any other false god, had attributes most similar to Satan himself. Christmas is his religious festival. Participation in Christmas celebrations gives honor to this evil, satanic deity. Folks, just remember, Santa is an anagram of Satan, so he's a representation of Satan. The whole Christmas thing is evil from end to end. There is no excuse after listening to this broadcast for you ever again to observe Christmas, and to the extent that you've been planning to observe Christmas, I suggest you stop right now. It's that bad. The words of a loving father to backsliding Israel resound with force for Christians today. Surely as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahweh. For they have perverted their way, they have forgotten Yahweh, their covenant keeper. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Jeremiah 3:20-22. Participation in pagan traditions dishonors the Creator. Return to your loving Redeemer. For what accord has Christ with Belial, evil? What part is a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols? Come out from among them and be separate, says Yahweh. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:15-17. Come out from among them. Do not touch what is unclean. Will you come out? Yah is a loving father. And if you have never prayed to know his heart, you will never fully understand how grievously Christmas hurts him, grieves him. Especially if you are a believer at some level, have some even modicum level of relationship with him. And then you go and observe Christmas, it is such a slap in the face to him. It is such an insult to him. It is such a, it's really stabbing him in the back. It's just unbelievably evil. And I appeal to you just to stop it right now. If you've got plans to observe Christmas, I suggest you abandon them and you fast instead. The next article, The Origin of Christmas, The Occult Connection, from the website adventofdeception.com, Origin, Christmas, Connection, Occult. The month of December pertains to capitalistic materialism relating to Christmas. Millions of people conjecture that Jesus was born on December 25th, and that this date deserves a celebration by erecting a tree and giving gifts. As the Christmas season is burning down on the capitalistic West, stress levels are increasing, including personal debt to new levels. The deluded, ignorant majority accepts Christmas as a normal Christian holiday. However, most people lack the comprehension concerning the historic deception and occult significance. The winter solstice celebrations pertains to sun worshipping. The sun has been moving away from the northern hemisphere and up until the winter solstice. The three-day gap from the 21st and 25th of December, no appended minutes to the sunrise occur. On the 25th of December, the sunlight increases by 14 seconds, and the days start getting longer, from the 21st of December up until the summer solstice. Thus, the predominant sun-worshipping celebration for the winter solstice occurred on December 25, or 3 days after. Number 3 is the foundational number for the occult. So again, as we go into this article, we start to see the satanic significance of Christmas, the timing. And I encourage you to go and read the article on the true birthday of Yeshua on the website. The occult calendar is comprised of 4 periods of 13 weeks relating to the sun solstices and equinox. The winter solstice period extends 13 weeks. It's a minor Sabbath. December 21st is Yule. December 21st and 22nd is the winter solstice, Yule, one of the Illuminati's human sacrifice nights. Illuminati are people, are Satanists, who are filled with demons. Where in the place where the human spirit is designed to take in the spirit of the Almighty, they filled them with demons. December 25th, the Holy Roman Christmas, February 1st and 2nd, Candlemas and Imbolc, also known as Groundhog Day, one of the Illuminati's human sacrifice nights. February 14th, Valentine's Day, another pagan feast. Consider the pagan roots of our popular symbols of Christmas, the Christmas tree, the sacred tree of the winter god. Druids believed the spirit of their gods resided in the tree. Most ancient pagans knew the tree represented Nimrod reincarnated into Tammuz. Pagans also looked upon the tree as a phallic symbol. Folks, it's wherever you look, whatever you engage in over Christmas, it's corrupt, it's evil, it's wrong, it's an offense to Father. I urge you to let go of it, put it away, and never touch it again. The best thing to do over Christmas is to fast, do your regular day job if that's possible. Just totally ignore it. Point number two, the star, the Pentalpha, the five-pointed star. The Pentalpha is a powerful symbol of Satan. Secondly, only to the hexagram. The star is the sacred symbol of Nimrod and has nothing whatsoever to do with Christianity. That's the star on the top of the Christmas tree. Three, candles represent the sun god's newly born fire. Pagans the world over love and use candles in their rituals and ceremonies. Certain colors are also thought to represent specific powers. The extensive use of candles is usually a very good indication that the service is pagan, no matter what the outward trappings might be. Mistletoe is the sacred plant of the Druids, symbolizing pagan blessings of fertility. Thus, kissing under the mistletoe is the first step in the reproductive cycle. Witches also use the white berries in potions. Five, wreaths are circular, so they represent the female sexual organs. Wreaths are associated with fertility and the circle of life. Six, Santa Claus. Former Satanists have told me that Santa is an anagram for Satan. In the New Age, the god Sanat Kamura is most definitely an anagram for Satan. The mythical attributes and powers ascribed to Santa are eerily close to those possessed by Jesus Christ. Seven, reindeer are horned animals representing the horn god or the stag god of pagan religion. Satan's traditional number of reindeer in his team is eight. In satanic gematria, eight is the number of new beginnings or the cycle of reincarnation. The Illuminati views the number eight as a symbol of their new world order. Eight, elves are imp-like creatures who are Santa's or Satan's little helpers. They are also demons. Nine, green and red are the traditional colors of the season, as they are the traditional pagan colors of winter. Green is Satan's favorite color, so it is appropriate that it should be one of the traditional colors for Christmas. Red is the color of human blood, Satan's highest form of sacrifice. For this reason, communism adopted red as its main color. 10. December the 25th is known as the Nativity of the Sun. This date is the birthday of Tammuz, the sun, the reincarnation of the sun god. Traditionally, December 21 is known as Yule. The Roman Catholic Church moved the celebration of Yule to December 25th. 11. December 25th is also known to the Romans as Saturnalia, a time of deliberate debauchery, drinking through repeated toasting, known as wassail, was a key to the debauchery of this celebration. Fornication was symbolized by the mistletoe, and the Atania event was finished with a great feast, the Christmas dinner. 12. Even the name Christmas is pagan. Christi meant Christ, while Mass meant Mass. Since all pagan Masses are commemorating death, the name Christmas literally means the death of Christ. A deeper meaning lies in the mention of Christ without specifying Yeshua. Thus, Antichrist is in view here. The Sagans celebrate Christmas as a celebration of their coming Antichrist, who will deal a death blow to the Jesus Christ of Christianity. 13. early American pilgrims, Christian pilgrims, refused to celebrate this day. And so it continues. The full series is on the Evil of Christmas webpage on the website. Folks, there's a lot more, but I've hopefully given you the most important pieces. I encourage you to go to the website. There are a number of images there that elaborate on what I've just spoken about. And I really encourage you to let go of Christmas. So, Father, I confess I've sinned by observing Christmas. I didn't know. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Yeshua. I ask you to help me to clean up, and I ask you to put it behind me and live life free of Christmas and other pagan traditions. Amen. So in closing, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. You could pray, Father Yah, I desire to become your friend. I desire to know you intimately. I desire to speak to you all the time. I desire to hear your voice clearly all the time. I ask you to help me to do whatever I need to do to become your friend. I ask you to give me utterance in prayer. I ask you to bring people into my life and take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors you want to open in my life and close the doors you want to close in my life. Father, help me to change. Help me to become the person you created me to be. Help me to become your friend. Ask this in the name of Yahushua. Amen. Wrapping up then, key documents on the website, the main menu web pages, compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yahushua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom of the radio page, and recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page. They're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. They occur in a number of locations. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer, or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's a wealth of information on the website. The Google search is particularly useful. It's Google functionality. The whole website is indexed, over 1,000 web pages, 1,000 articles. And if you've got questions relating to the matters of the Almighty, there may well be an answer to your question on the website. So I encourage you to go there and search and look for whatever it is you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word. Please email me to join the mailing list at the same email address, james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone. so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, really encourage you, if you are challenged by these broadcasts and want to get closer to Father, email me your questions. Email me if you would like to connect on Zoom or any other way. I would be delighted to help you draw closer to Father. There are a few people that I counsel and support regularly, and I would love to have more people. So please email me. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your age, your wealth or lack of it, your education or lack of it, the color of your skin, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes. Anybody, everybody is welcome. Father wants a deep personal relationship with you, not the person on your left or your right or in front of you or behind you, you, the person that is listening to me right now. Father wants a deep personal relationship with you. It's there for you. Ask him for it. I prayed a few minutes ago, a prayer that you could pray or anything like that. Just go to him and say, Father, I want to become your friend. Father, I want to know you. Help me. Help me. Go to my website. There's a huge amount of information there. Dig into that, start reading at the top, and you will find all you need. Thank you so much. Good night. Father.